A little bit successful, Elon Musk reflects on Doge, says he wouldn't repeat effort. By Lucas Nolan on December 10, 2025. In a recent podcast interview, billionaire Elon Musk expressed mixed feelings about his time leading the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, suggesting he likely would not repeat the experience. 6 months after stepping down from his role at the helm of the Trump administration's cost-cutting initiative, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Elon Musk shared his reflections on the experience in a nearly hour-long podcast interview with former Trump aide Katie Miller. When asked if he believes Doge was successful, Musk damned the effort with faint praise, calling it a little bit successful, adding that the initiative stopped a lot of funding that really just made no sense and was entirely wasteful. However, when pressed on whether he would repeat his time leading Doge, Musk hesitated before admitting, "I think instead of doing Doge, I would have basically worked in my companies, essentially." He also referenced the series of domestic terrorism attacks that targeted Tesla dealerships, they wouldn't have been burning the cars. Doge, named after an internet meme, was formed shortly after President Trump's inauguration. Musk, who had spent hundreds of millions supporting Trump's presidential campaign, quickly became a prominent figure at the White House. Under his leadership, the young Doge team aggressively targeted programs they deemed wasteful, pushing for significant reductions in the federal workforce through layoffs and voluntary buyouts. In some cases, entire agencies, such as the U.S. Agency for International Development, were effectively shut down. While Musk has claimed that Doge's efforts could save the government hundreds of billions, and possibly up to $2 trillion, only a small percentage of these cuts came to fruition during Musk's time in the White House. Musk then began a war of words with Trump, with the president saying the tech tycoon had lost his mind. Breitbart News previously reported that Musk shared his views on God during the podcast as well. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.